This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. The joys of home ownership. It's fantastic.
Right. I'm having a ball.
Don't you have a handyman?
I don't want to talk about it on the air, but right. I'll let you know the story and the conclusion.
Can't wait to hear.
At a later date.
Yeah. Alice wants to send you on a Disney cruise escape. That's like three vacations in one. Right now, if you're calling number 97. Who's on the phones? Riley. Call Riley. 800-400-3697. He'll get you all signed up for this Disney gift card if you're calling number 97. And then you'll be in the running for the grand prize four-night Disney Cruise Line vacation to the Bahamas. Who doesn't want to go on a cruise, a Disney cruise? Disney does everything right. And I've never heard anything but rave reviews about the Disney Cruise Line.
Agreed.
Yeah. So we'll be getting people registered all this week. Be listening for your chance to call in. Happens throughout the day. So Lexi will have a chance, and our Janie will have a chance.
Yep. Jane's probably going on the thing.
No doubt.
She's been on it before.
I know.
Look on her Instagram. She had the time of her life.
She's the chick in the huge wide-brim hat that's shading her entire body.
Right.
She needs that.
She was on, like, water rides.
Yeah.
Like, there's a tube.
She puts that zinc stuff all over. You can't even tell that she's got, you know how it's all
white.
Yeah,
the white.
She's like the whitest chick ever. But that's because she's a goth girl, you know.
Right.
That's her look.
She doesn't want the tan.
Yep. You can tell that she has zinc on because you can't see the map of her veins on her skin anymore. Janie, little goth girl. Okay, call now. 800-400-3697. Let's get you in the running. All done.
That same number you're calling now to win stuff is also where you can text us. We love to hear from you guys. 800-400-3697. Zelle is actually much safer than Venmo, Sarah.
I'm sure.
Because it's within the major bank account apps.
Yeah. Bank accounts have never failed me yet.
With Venmo, there's no fee taken out for the transaction. With PayPal, you have to specifically select friends and family or the person getting the money loses 3%.
Yeah, I always select friends and family.
I didn't realize that. So Venmo's free.
I don't know.
There's no
what
charge.
The difference is. But if you are using, if PayPal's an option for a retailer, that doesn't pop. You just say, I'm paying for that. I'm sure that they eat that 3% or whatever it is. I'm sure it's similar to any credit card
right.
that you use. You pay for the convenience.
Well, that's some people go. Oh, well, we don't take American Express. They charge too much.
Mm-hmm. A lot of stores do that. Mm.
Well.
All right, then.
Then I'll move on down the road. Have a good one.
He's on down. He's on. People want you to pay with a debit card.
They go, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
you forget it.
Yeah,
can you do a debit card instead of a credit card?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
How's your security here? That's what I thought.
Mm. You don't know?
Right.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Exactly what I needed to hear.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that taco reference went way over Sarah's head. She didn't get it.
I didn't get it. What because of taco is a metaphor for
Tina.
Yeah.
I spend money on tacos, but I actually got a hooker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got it now.
Finally,
I'm like, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, when I use Venmo, I always put some gnarly like that. But I don't use the metaphor.
You put hookers?
I put like sex.
Oh,
you know? To like Anita or something, if I'm Venmoing just to transfer money.
See, that's why I don't like to make it a public thing, because I'm just like, I don't want people.
It's so weird seeing what people buy or what or
you're on Venmo too.
Yeah, I have Venmo. Mm-hmm. But it's fine. Look at here. I'm going to show you my
Venmo. I am a loser.
You're not a loser. You just
you're
lucky
smart.
Enough to have not had to do it yet. Here you go. So this is Venmo.
It's great though.
It's
like
it is. It's a feed. Though.
Riley
so
went and got
is.
Some stuff from Starbucks, and I was like, I'll pay you back because you know, and I just did it through Venmo.
So
quick
people
and easy.
Put, that's like the feed.
Ow.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
See how people put like little, you know, for love, for groceries, for my share of the dinner last night.
I think I had to get it because the lady I buy flowers from goes through Venmo. So I had to
get it.
Yeah, there's someone specific I pay who needs it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Forced right. me to get on it.
Snorkeling.
I don't know.
Hate when people force snorkeling. Things on
yeah, boy, that case feels slippery. How many times have you dropped that phone?
I haven't dropped it yet.
Wow.
Teacher's lunch and groceries. Bleach for coal. A shirt and a hat.
That's weird. I don't know why anyone would want
to. I don't really need to have a social media
if
for
you
my
don't,
things I'm paying for.
If you don't pay, then what? How are they a business?
I don't know.
So a couple texts coming in. 510 says, no insurance on Venmo. 650, my roommate pays me via Venmo, and I get a charge every time. So I think there's a charge when it's over a certain amount.
Oh.
Yeah, there's got to be some way they make money, or there is not a business there.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
How bizarre.
I mean, it
help
right?
Us out.
Help us out. Yeah. Don't look at me, man. I just get on what I have to do.
Unless it's Hooman started a business. Yeah. I just, it's fine.
No. Don't worry about money.
Leave it to me.
Yeah. I got you.
Okay. How does that work?
I don't know.
That's not your business. We don't talk about that in Persian households.
Yeah, but we talk about it here. You've asked us point blank plenty of times. Can't have it both ways.
Okay.
Persian dude.
Right. I use Zelle to send money to my daughter's bank account. She's in college.
Oh.
Congratulations. Our son is in college, too. He goes to Berkeley. Yeah. Doing very well,
like,
too, by the way.
What are you talking about?
The show's son.
He
first
is
son.
Doing great.
Yeah.
Rye
yeah.
bread.
Yeah, yep. Our first.
My Riley.
Our yeah. firstborn.
My rye bread. How old is our Riley in there?
Riley, how old are you?
I guess 19.
How much? 20.
Oh, what's your birthday?
He's trying to get the info.
Oh, sorry. He's doing his job.
Yeah.
All right.
God forbid.
You guys describing the ugly dog contest was a great way to start my hooky day. Hooky. Thanks, as always, for the laughs. OFOC.
Oh, they're playing hooky today? Oh, nice.
I was going to vote on Friday for one of the dogs, but they want you to download the app. I'm like, no.
Yeah. Stop making everything so complicated, everybody.
Just let me go vote.
Keep it simple. I'm a dummy. Jump through hoops, vote on a stupid dog. Come on.
Dominican Republic rumors are that bootleg liquor is being sold at hotels and is toxic.
Heard that.
Oh, how did it get toxic?
DR does not regulate alcohol, so it could be swapped with rubbing alcohol, etc. Similar thing happened in Russia.
Oh, boy. You don't want that.
No.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to go someplace where they have real liquor. And, you know, that's my house. I'm going to go to the liquor cabinet.
Lizzo is awesome. She performed at the MTV Movie and TV Awards last week, and it was an homage to Sister Act 2.
Oh.
I missed it.
It's a weird thing to do an homage show.
Why?
Oh, I just
Sister
don't...
Act 2?
I mean, okay.
415 says, I can't wait for Big Brother 2019.
Oh my God, me neither. Tomorrow night.
Hey, Vinny, have you tried Wallaby Greek yogurt? The full-fat version is very satiating, and it doesn't have the tart taste. I love the plain one and add fresh blueberries. Also heard that Icelandic yogurt is good. Look, I'm just trying to get my
some
hunger
probiotics
down. I just need
your belly.
To not be hungry in here. Mm. And my doc actually asked me, are you eating fruit yogurt? And I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, knock it off.
Yeah, it's full of sugar.
What are you, a kid?
Yeah.
And I can't be committing to putting fresh fruit in. I just can't.
You know what, Vinny? Get a granola that you like
I
and
get
just
through
put it.
It
in there.
I get through it.
But
you should watch
you shouldn't
me.
Have,
I, get
you, I
it.
Have watched you, and he takes enormous things. I'm like, no wonder you're going to barf. You're eating half the thing of it.
Because I just want to be done.
And it's and the smell
on.
Is
it's,
enough to kill
I know,
you.
It's rank. It's gross. And that, but then I walk away, and I'm not going to go eat chips.
Oh, I'm going to
eat
chips.
Or a donut when they walk in.
Oh,
you
I'm
know why
eat
I don't
donut.
Have a donut? Because I had that dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Oh, do we have any donuts?
No.
Radio.com is better than ever this morning, says 925.
Oh, wow.
Are you paraphrasing? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just helping them out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just keep it simple.
They misspelled something.
I see.
There.
Great.
Right. Mm. That's what they'd written the wrong way.
Good on you. That's nice of you.
Right.
Boy, the reviews are in and people love it.
It's the best of all times.
How could it get better? They'll find a way.
I had sea bass at the fish market down in Del Mar that was so flipping good. I actually didn't want to eat the last bite just so I could savor it and make it last. Then I had a dream about you dream about eating food.
You never had a dream where you
no,
ate food?
No, I have not. I mean, I probably ate food in the dream, but I wasn't like...
Oh, I've had a dream where like they've laid out a spread for me and I don't even know where to start.
Sea bass.
There, you know what though? There is nothing like a good piece of fish. Like when it's just perfect and cooked perfectly. And I had this black cod one time. I thought I was going to die and go to heaven. It was so good.
A black cod.
You know how I have my favorite piece of fruit I ever ate? I have my favorite piece of fish I ever ate.
Which is a black cod.
It was black cod.
Where were you?
I was at my house and I got it from that Grub Market.
Oh, really?
Remember when we did endorsements for them a couple years ago? So they were like, oh, pick some food or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we picked that and it came. And they had literally, it had been caught like earlier that day.
You don't know.
No, that was their whole deal, was that they only had available what the fishermen had brought in.
Oh.
Yeah, it was outstanding.
Whenever someone says literally, I automatically assume.
They don't mean literally.
They don't know.
No, I'm telling you.
Why they just said that.
I'm telling you, it was caught the same. It couldn't have been any fresher if I'd caught it myself.
They caught the literally disease from their kids, and now they have it. Mm. Literally.
Yes. That might actually be a correct use. If you caught, right, okay. Oh, I'm seeing what you're saying. I'm having a hard time keeping up with you guys today. You're amazing.
You got a cold?
No.
Because I got a cold and I'm slower than a huckabuck.
I got a Monday.
I can't get through my own fog right now. I'm like,
you're all right. You're doing great. Kidding me? Way past me. You picked up the metaphor he dropped earlier. I didn't. I'm like, what's he saying? Like,
I thought you were joking. Like,
no, I was just obvious? I was like trying to think of something that I would use tacos for. It's, I'm like, for, I don't know. A bag of weed? What is that?
You said opium. I'm like,
oh. Yeah, she said
oh,
opium.
I said opium?
Yeah.
Well, obviously. And then he says it again. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's talking about like sex or hookers or something. Tacos and hookers. They go hand in hand.
Vinny has gone so soft. He goes from Alice in Chains to saying the names of characters on children's shows.
Mm. Well, you're a dad now.
It's the life I'm living. It's not. Yeah. There's no way around it. Yeah. It's the life I'm living. I'd love to tell you that I went to a concert this weekend, but I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I did?
Babysat. You dadded.
Right.
Yeah.
I played with a not 1 year old yet.
Mm. That's good. You have a great relationship with your older daughter, and I'm sure you'll have one that's just as good with your younger daughter.
I hope so. I mean,
one can only hope.
Pay a lot for them.
They're expensive.
They are. Mm. You like to think that they at least like you back.
They do for a while.
All right.
And then they come back after hating you. That's good.
I totally get Sarah's best peach story. I was 5 years old and had the best strawberry of my... You were five?
She remembers it.
She peaked at five?
Listen, sometimes you have that bite. You're like, oh my God. But I will say this. Then you spend the rest of your life on a quest to match that piece of fruit.
Chasing the dragon.
Yeah, chasing like the peach or strawberry dragon with your Venmo account.
Jesus.
Next time I use Venmo, I'm definitely putting peaches in there. Instead of tacos, you know, whatever.
Okay.
I just figured the person I'm paying knows what I'm paying them for, so I can just write anything for turkey dinner, for, you know, the brick wall. Whatever.
Murder my husband.
Right, exactly. Contract killing. I could put that in. Probably that's ill-advised, but I could, and they would still know that that was not what I was actually paying them for.
OMG, Sarah, why? LMAO, I just spit it out, my soy vanilla latte. LOL.
Why?
I don't know when they did it, but you got her. She spit it out.
Tacos and opium?
I don't know.
No,
this was earlier.
Oh.
A lot of people also loved Always Be My Baby. It's charming.
Oh, Always Be My Baby.
What did I say?
Always Be My Baby.
Is that
which
a thing
they
too?
Actually, yes. Okay. Always. It's a Mariah Carey song.
Mm. Yep.
Always Be My Baby.
How would I know that?
I don't know.
I don't listen to that lady.
It's a hit song.
I'm a loser, but come on.
Another hit song. I'm a loser, baby.
Oh.
Always be my baby.
Yeah. No, that's
and
not.
Part of me. I'm thinking, ding, 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 ding.
We're moving on.
I can 95
says, you're wrong, Vinny. I'm moving to Fort Myers, Florida in a year. It's cheap, beautiful paradise. You're totally wrong.
Have a great time.
No state income tax, beautiful beaches, warm water, and
enjoy.
Cheap, beautiful houses.
Enjoy.
I understand why you're defending it.
Enjoy.
I've bought some crap before and then had someone say like, oh man, you're not going to do that, are you? And you just go, oh, but I just did. Yeah. I'm totally invested
in
that.
You should tell us before you do stuff.
Oh, man.
Because we're so smart.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I just bought a Pinto.
Those are bad, huh?
Oh, no.
Gas tank in the back's not a good idea.
Oh, nuts. Darn
Pinto.
It.
No, there's kids out there going, what? He bought a horse?
No.
Look it up, kids.
It's a bean.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all for now, everyone.
All right, quick break. We'll be back to say goodbye.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, I will say this. It's a Monday.
Awesome.
Thank you. Nobody.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's a Monday. Yeah. You know, there's not a lot to say about it. I will say this. It's a Monday of what's going to be an amazing week, mm-hmm. especially for Yuzette, who doesn't even have to come to work on Wednesday. She's busy setting up for the broadcast, taking meetings.
I thought she just told us she was going to have her toes polished.
Tomorrow.
When she gets there.
Right.
Yeah.
After my meeting.
Oh.
After one of the meetings.
Wait, the meeting's on Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Then why aren't you here Wednesday?
Yeah.
I'm not driving back here.
Oh, yeah, it's a whole 45 minutes away. Uh-huh. Her vacation starts tomorrow with the toe polishing.
Man, I drive farther than that every day.
Probably twice as far. Drive. Anywho, happy Monday, you guys. It's going to be great. This is a big week.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Brother starts tomorrow.
Summer camp, right? Is that what it's called?
Is it called? Yeah, something like that. Camping is the theme. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it'll be. Maybe building a fire will be one of the challenges. The perfect s'more. I don't know.
Right.
Sounds fantastic. And then Wednesday, we're doing a live secret show and a pool party. You need a ticket for that. I assume the ones that we gave away this morning.
Gone.
So Thursday, though, we're doing our show live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. That's 6 to 9 in the morning, open to everyone. There's breakfast, plenty of seating. Please come and join us. We're in a big tent right out front.
Mm-hmm. Meet you there.
Yeah. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here on Get Her Done Tuesday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.